He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is November the 19th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, let's see. We're up a little bit. In fact, we were having a good day until Carl Icahn. I think they ought to just make CNBC the Carl Icahn channel. Whatever Carl Icahn says, let's do. In fact, I'm going to talk about that in a moment here. But it seems like Carl Icahn is allowed to use the CNBC airwaves as his platform to move his positions up or down. The Dow is up 31 right now. Okay, 16,007. Is 16,000 the top? Obviously not, because we've added on another 7 points since then. There we are. The S&P 500, which was above 1,800 yesterday, is at 1792 right now, but it's up a point. The NASDAQ continues to close in on 4,000. We're at 3,957. We are up 8 points there on the NASDAQ right now. Gold up a little bit. 1276 is where gold is planted right now. Crude oil, which has been under pressure here recently, but don't forget we've got a four-day driving weekend coming up next week, so expect to see the oil companies to tighten supplies, constraints, put a little constraints out there on the oil markets and watch the unleaded start moving higher here. The euro is at 1.35. The 10-year yield is at 2.69. And we have a decent day so far in the markets after Icahn's comments from yesterday. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson in a little bit slightly overcast San Diego here. California, fall definitely in the air. Hint of winter here and there. Talk to some people around the country. No winter in Hawaii. We're heard in Honolulu. They're doing just fine over there. But the Minnesota people, starting to complain a little bit. It's getting a little bit chilly. The frost has been on the pumpkin and left, and now we're on to the next phase. And what about the frost on the pumpkin in the market? Well, it's amazing how these billionaires can move markets and can move stocks. It was disclosed a couple of weeks ago that Warren Buffett, maybe it was last week, owns Exxon Mobil now. He has a big position in Exxon Mobil, which points to a few things with Mr. Buffett, the Wizard of Omaha. He's got to buy big stocks now. I mean, really big stocks. It becomes a law of size and mathematics after a while. When your fund is so big, Berkshire Hathaway, you can't buy the TJ Maxx's of the world. And some of these stocks, the price lines that I talk about here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Because your fund is so big, buying a little stock like that would not have much impact on your overall portfolio. Instead, he's got to go after an ExxonMobil, which, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that the biggest publicly traded company? They were duking it out with Apple there for a while. But for now, ExxonMobil's winning that race. Actually, Apple is ahead of Exxon. Apple's $468 billion. And ExxonMobil is now $416 billion. So I stand corrected there. But Buffett's got to go after these giant companies now. I don't know. Doesn't it seem to you like these giant companies trade pretty efficiently? It's pretty hard to find an undiscovered giant company. They wouldn't be a giant company if they were still undiscovered, would they? And then, of course, when Carl Icahn speaks up, the markets listen, and he loves it. Oh, he just loves playing the game. And if you've watched his stock recently, I believe it's IEX. No, it's IEP. Let me check out IEP, which is Icon Enterprises. Yeah, that's it. Icon Enterprises. That thing's been hitting new highs. And it seems like the more attention CNBC gives to Mr. Icon, the higher Icon Enterprises goes up. And, of course, he's disclosed recently that he made a killing in Netflix. And then he turned around and he sold his Netflix. And then he also disclosed, well, he has disclosed that he's in a big proxy battle. Not a proxy battle, but he's putting the screws to Tim Smith of Apple to do some different things, raise the dividend, whatever. Icon thinks he can run Apple better than Mr. Cook. And Icon's a big investor in Apple at the current time. And he'll tell you every time he gets a chance on TV, he'll tell you, and the stock will move when he talks about it, which begs the question, should we be buying what Mr. Buffett is buying? And should we be selling what Mr. Icon is selling? Well, okay, let's just take a look at ExxonMobil for a minute. Take a quick cursory glance. You know, that's one of the beauties of the Best Stocks Now app. I designed it so that I could sum up a stock very quickly. Because these guys come on the TV all the time, like Icon, and they mention a stock they're buying. And I don't want to order the annual reports and dig through it and do all of the 42-page research reports on the company. I just want it down and dirty on whether or not I should follow Mr. Buffett into ExxonMobil. How has the stock performed over the years? Well, over the last 10 years, ExxonMobil's done pretty good. It's delivered 13% per year while the market's delivered 5. But over the last 5 years, that trend has been exactly reversed. The ExxonMobil has been delivering 7% per year while the market's been delivering 16% per year. It's underperformed the market by quite a wide margin over the last 5 years. Maybe that's created the value that Buffett likes in a stock. Over the last 3 years, ExxonMobil has also underperformed the market. Exxon's delivered 13.5%, while the market's delivered 14%. And over the last 12 months, ExxonMobil has really underperformed the market. ExxonMobil is up 13%, while the market's up 31.7%. How do you like that? I mean, if you go back a year ago today, and look at where the market was, S&P 500, and where we are today, we're up 31.7%. And boy, what was happening this time last year? All kinds of things. All kinds of difficulties and problems and worries. And yet the market's up 31% over the last 12 months. Back to ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil gets a performance grade of C+. You know, just a little bit better. If I had a C-plus quarterback running the show, I don't know that I'd make it to the playoffs or to the Super Bowl. Last night, you saw a great quarterback, Tom Brady. He used those final 60 seconds like a surgeon performing life-saving surgery on a guy whose life was fleeing before him and had minutes to live. And when I watch a Philip Rivers or another quarterback given that same amount of time, they get in 2 plays while Brady gets in 10 plays. You know, it's something to be said about management, I'm telling you. But anyways, ExxonMobil, C+. I don't want a C+ quarterback running the last 2 minutes of my game. How about valuation? Buffett's big. He's the value investor, one of the great value investors of all time. Well, ExxonMobil's currently trading at 12 times forward earnings. The market's trading at about 15 to 18, depending on which group of stocks you look at. It's expected to grow by not much. In fact, you know what the growth rate of ExxonMobil is expected to be per year over the next 5 years? 1%. That's right, 1% per year. So you have a non-growth story. In fact, if you look at the last 4 quarters of ExxonMobil, their earnings have been down 14%, down 14%, up 6%, up 12%. Sales down 5%, down 13%, down 16%, down 2%. It's pretty hard to grow a $416 billion market cap company. There's a little dividend yield involved, 2.6%. But at least through the filters that I use here at Gunderson Capital Management, it didn't rise as high on my list, or it doesn't rise as high on my list as it did, obviously, on Berkshire Hathaway's list. ExxonMobil comes in at 2,354 out of 3,679 stocks. I think you have to buy stocks on their own merits and not whether or not Icahn or Buffett is buying them. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And yeah, the billionaires have been in the news lately. Earlier this week, we had a real good rally going on in the market. And then they interviewed Carl Icahn. He says, oh, I'd be real worried about this market right now. Of course, now he's got a hedge. He's got a short position in the market. So it's self-serving for him to say, I'd be real worried about this market right now. And, of course, the market went down like probably almost 100 points from his comments. And he probably covered his hedge during that period of time. He probably called his trader and said, hey, guys, I'm going to be on TV here in a minute. Here's what I'm going to say. Watch this short position we have. Watch it soar while I'm speaking. And then sell it, guys, when I'm off the air, all right? You know, I mean, they allow these guys to do this on TV constantly, these guys that have huge positions in these stocks. It's called jawboning. They get to jawbone their stocks up or down, just like the Fed gets to jawbone interest rates up or down. And my conclusion has been, in fact, there's an app out there called iBillionaire, and it tells you what the billionaires are buying and what the billionaires are selling. In my 20 years in the business, I've never gotten a good idea from a billionaire. Now, I don't know a lot of billionaires. I don't hang out at the right country clubs. I'd probably be thrown out anyways. But I do see there's another website called gurufocus.com. It tells you what the gurus are buying and selling. I found it to be total. I subscribe to it. I'll give anything a chance. And I subscribed to it and saw what the gurus, what Soros was buying and selling, and what Buffett was buying and selling, and Ackman and all the others, Berkowitz. And I found it to be totally useless to make money with, all right? So I'm just telling you, take what these billionaires are saying with the grain of salt. I think you're better off doing your own work. That's how they became billionaires, not by listening to other billionaires. They did their own work, and they came up with their own creative ways of figuring out which stocks are good stocks to buy and what stocks are stocks to avoid. So I just think that you have to buy stocks on their own merits and not whether or not Buffett or Icahn are selling them. And one that probably is not on their radar, but it's not only on my radar, but a big position here at Gunderson Capital Management, and a stock that I've had tremendous success with over the years. I know Buffett owns Walmart. So, you know what? Like I say, big whoop-de-doo. Buffett owns Walmart. So should I go out and buy Walmart? Well, in my opinion, Walmart is a bit of a stock of yesteryear. It's reached that same critical mass that ExxonMobil has reached. Where are you going to stick a Walmart store anymore? You know, they struggle to find places to put Walmart stores. The growth story is over. It's still a great stock. It's still a great company. The stock, however, has underperformed for quite some time. Oh, good. I'm watching CNBC. They're going to have Carl Icahn on in a moment here. I can't wait to hear what he says. Grab your pencil and your pad and get ready to write down and run to the telephone to tell your broker to buy whatever Carl Icahn says you should hear in a moment. All right? You don't want to miss that. But anyways, TJ Maxx has been a good stock to me over the years. A good stock? No, it's been a fantastic stock over the years. You heard me talking about the stodgy returns of ExxonMobil. Can barely keep up with the S&P 500 anymore, you know. And the valuation, not that terrific. The growth, basically drained from the company. It's growing at 1% a year. TJ Maxx over the last 5 years has been growing by 23% per year. And has that translated into capital appreciation? Because there's an axiom in this business that almost always comes true, that when stocks, companies increase their earnings and are growing, the stock price grows with it. It's a hand-in-hand relationship. So obviously the trick is finding those companies that are growing and can sustain their growth and maintain their growth, but they still have to make sense from a valuation point of view. So let's see if TJ Maxx can keep up the growth, and if the growth justifies the price at the current time. How about the performance of the stock? Over the last 10 years, TJ Maxx has quadrupled the returns of the S&P 500. TJ Maxx has delivered 21% per year, while the market's delivered 5% per year. Over the last 5 years, TJ Maxx has delivered 46% per year, while the market's delivered 15. It's tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, TJ Maxx once again has tripled the returns of the market, 41% per year, while the market's delivered 14% per year. And over the last 12 months, TJ Maxx is up 49%, while the market's up 32%. Gets a performance grade of A. Well, that's a lot better than ExxonMobil C+. And there's still no guarantee that TJ Maxx is going to continue to deliver these returns into the future. But you got a pretty good quarterback running the offense right now back there in Framingham, Massachusetts. TJ Maxx also gets a momentum grade of A- right now. It's doing all the right things. It's calling the right plays, isn't it? Leading their division, the retail division, along with others like Ross Stores and Tractor Supply, etc. How about the valuation? You know, it looks like I need to freshen up my valuation here on TJ Maxx, which, in fact, I'm right there today. I've almost finished updating. Once every quarter ends, I go through all my valuations, all 3,700 of them, and I freshen them up because we have new earnings estimates out there on the street. Some lower, some higher, some the same. And I think I'm all the way done. I'm all the way up to the T's. So in the next couple of days, I should be done with that project. But it looks like TJ Maxx needs to be freshened up just a little bit. Needless to say, TJ Maxx is trading at 19 times forward earnings. A little bit on the expensive side. TJ Maxx has had a tremendous run since August when it broke out in the $54 area, and all of a sudden it's $63, just like that. It's still trading at a reasonable, not bad, PEG ratio of 1.72. I currently have a $100 target price on TJ Maxx, which I'm going to check here right now. Yeah, that could go a little bit higher here. Yeah, about 110, somewhere in there. Stock's currently trading at 63. It still has ample upside potential, in my view. There's 3,679 stocks out there to choose from. And if you're an investor that says, you know, I'd rather stick with the mid and large cap companies, well, TJ Maxx is a $45 billion company. So if you're like a conservative growth investor, this should be right in your wheelhouse. Out of 3,679 stocks, TJ Maxx comes in at number 198 and gets a Gunderson stock grade of A-. And we own TJ Maxx here in our conservative growth accounts at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I hope we're teaching you something here. I hope you're learning something today about the markets and how they work and what to do and what not to do and who to listen to and who not to listen to. You know what? I mean, in the end, you have to think through it and you kind of develop where you're comfortable as an investor. Some people just say, you know what? I just think mutual funds are the best way to go and let someone else choose the stocks. I can choose the strategy like a large cap growth fund or a small cap value fund or an emerging technology fund or a biotech mutual fund and let them do the buying and the selling. Well, I have you covered. I have a mutual fund portfolio in my newsletter every week that I publish. It's up almost 30% so far this year. You'd be pretty happy with that, right? It's very low maintenance. You're just paying whatever those funds charge internally to manage those mutual funds. All mutual funds. There's no such thing as a no-cost mutual fund. There's no load mutual funds that don't cost anything to buy, but all of them have expenses internally in the fund. And you can just go to Morningstar or Yahoo or Microsoft or MSN.com and click in the symbol of the fund, and it will tell you what the expense ratio is internally in the fund. So mutual funds, some people say ETFs. Let's just trade ETFs. Gunderson's been on this biotech kick all year and on this internet kick and on this pharmaceuticals kick and small caps and micro caps, and there's ETFs that cover those. You know where the ETFs come in real handy? When the market starts to turn south, those inverse ETFs can come in real useful. Now, I haven't had to use them in a long time. That's kind of like the plywood. That's when you know the tornado is headed right for your house, your neighborhood. And you start battening down the hatches, and some of those inverse ETFs on the emerging markets or on the NASDAQ or on biotechs or on financials or whatever can come in real, real useful. My problem with ETFs is it's a grab bag. There's a lot of good stocks in an ETF, and there's a lot of bad stocks in an ETF. And you'll see that my model ETF portfolio has underperformed my stock portfolio because my stock portfolio, I'm able to pinpoint the best stocks. And whereas an ETF grabs the whole sector for the most part, or a big, large swath of stocks. And like I say, it's a grab bag. There's a lot of bad ones in there. It's like buying that 10 avocados for a dollar. Six of them are rotten. You know, that's the way an ETF is in my book. All right, let's not talk about rotten stocks or rotten avocados or bad guacamole. Let's talk about another good stock. I don't know why this stock comes to mind when I think of the NFL and football. If there's an ugly look for a man, it's a mohawk. I don't get it. You know, the Chargers, we have a good little safety, Eric Weddle. Why he's got to wear a mohawk? You know, he's a nice-looking guy. And Brian Wilson, the reliever on the Giants and now the Dodgers. And the Yankees wanted to hire him to replace Mariano Rivera. What a great spot to be the closer for the Yankees. And they said, but you know what, Brian, that beard's got to go. He's got this ugly black beard that hangs down to his belly button. I don't know. It seems to me like baseball should have at least some kind of a minimum standard of dress, some dress code. But Wilson won't shave the beard, and he's not going to pitch for the Yankees because he won't shave the beard. But mohawks, I don't know. Look. Maybe you've got a mohawk and you're driving to your job in the Silicon Valley today. And, you know, whatever. I just don't think I'd look good in one, all right? Most of people my age have a reverse mohawk. We've got hair on the sides and none down the middle. Maybe I should dye my sides orange or something. Well, there's a company named Mohawk, and it's been a great stock over the years. They're headquartered in Calhoun, Georgia. Not sure how close that is to Atlanta, but we're heard down there every day in the Atlanta area. And I don't know if you know it, but you've got a company headquartered down there by the name of Mohawk. You also got Home Depot, which has reported some pretty good earnings here recently this week. And other companies in Atlanta, Coca-Cola headquartered in Atlanta, and Mohawk. And I don't know if the CEO wears a mohawk. I doubt it very much. But Mohawk manufactures floor covering products for residential and commercial applications in the U.S. and Europe. If I'm not mistaken, they're the biggest carpet maker in the world. They make rugs. I could tell you a story about that, but we'll save that one for another day. Mohawk Industries is a $10 billion company. Mohawk is a large cap stock. You know what? This market has spread out to include large cap stocks. It's pretty much been a small and mid cap market all year long. The large caps have been out there on the periphery doing well, but not doing well as the small and mid caps. Now it's kind of like they're catching up. The large caps are really have taken off, and this market has spread out. The breadth has gotten far and wide, and it's including a lot of these large cap stocks right now. And I continue to find good large cap stocks in this market. And one of them is Mohawk Industries, a stock I picked up last week. I wish I would have picked it up a lot sooner. But there were other stocks in my portfolio that I was happy with. And when I find a stock that I like better than what I currently own, sometimes I'll trade stocks in. I'll trade up. Get off of a tired horse and get onto a fresh one. Is Mohawk a fresh one? Well, you know what? I like the breakout that it did here about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Actually, 2 or 3 days ago, it looks like. Let's take a look at the performance of the shares over the years. This is the batting average. This is the RBIs. This is how many hits and how many home runs the company has hit and how they've treated the fan, the shareholders over the years that sit in the seats and watch the performance on the carpeted floor here. Mohawk, over the last 5 years, has delivered 37% per year, while the market's delivered 15.8%. They've more than doubled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, Mohawk has been going up at a rate of 39%. Is there a little dividend involved? No, no dividend. This is all capital appreciation. 39% while the market's been going up by 14%. And over the last 12 months, Mohawk's had a big run here again. Mohawk is up 73% while the market's up 31%. I know what you're saying. There you go again, Bill Gunderson, talking about stocks hitting new highs. It's got to be too late. Well, that's where valuation comes in, right? Because performance, that's why I like this marrying valuation with performance. Because performance looks at the past and tells me how well this stock has done in the past. And valuation is forward-looking. Valuation tells me what is expected of this stock in the future, namely the next 5 years. That's very, very important to me. Well, Mohawk is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings. And I don't know where this growth is coming from. The analysts have the consensus growth rate is 40% per year for Mohawk. I don't believe that. I'm going to cut it in half. I'm using 20%. It's still trading at a huge discount to its growth rate. If a stock is trading at 17 times forward earnings and the growth rate is 20%, which is half of what the consensus analyst estimate is, you have a very favorable PEG ratio here. I have a $275 target price on Mohawk 5 years from now, and the stock's currently trading at $142. In my book, it still has significant upside potential. So in my book, the past has been good enough to give the stock a B-plus performance grade and an A-minus momentum grade right now. And the valuation is such that I have an A value grade on the shares. Now, that last important part of the equation is that visual check, that stock chart look. And as I look at the chart, it broke out of about a six-month consolidation just a few days ago. I bought that breakout, and I now own Mohawk, MHK, in my conservative growth accounts. And it's a good example. Not a recommendation, but a good example of what a best stock now looks like. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered quite a bit of ground here so far today. We talked about the billionaire next door. I mean, everybody's got one, right? Don't you live next door to a billionaire? Well, I guess if you're on Twitter, you can follow what these billionaires are saying. I follow Donald Trump and Carl Icahn just to see what they're tweeting. It's interesting, but they get a lot of airtime on the TV stations. What Buffett buys, the whole world knows what Warren Buffett's buying and what he's selling and what he's having for breakfast. And the question is, should we be buying what Buffett's buying and selling what Icahn is selling? Or should we do our own work and buy stocks on their own merits, regardless of who's buying or selling it? And my answer to you is, after watching this over the years and following these billionaires around, I've just learned that doing my own work, trusting my own opinion and my own numbers, and buying stocks on their own merit, as opposed to who's buying or selling it, makes more logical sense to me. We talked about a great retailer, TJ Maxx, and we compared it with Buffett's recent buy, which is ExxonMobil. And I don't know, ExxonMobil growing by 1% a year, second largest company in the world. I don't know. I like TJ Maxx. Talked about getting a mohawk. I don't know if you'd look good in a mohawk. I've never seen anybody that's looked good in a mohawk, but somehow these football players think that the women are going to really love that mohawk. I can't imagine a woman going for a mohawk, but Mohawk Carpet, they're in Atlanta, Georgia, not too far from Atlanta, and they've been a great stock over the years, and they kind of dominate. How many carpet ads do you see on TV before the 5 o'clock news? Lots of carpet ads, at least here in San Diego. Carpet's a big business. Flooring is a big business, and Mohawk kind of controls the world, that little part, that little neck of the woods, and they've been a great stock over the years. And I talked about how the stock broke out last week. And I want to follow up a little bit with what I mean by a stock breaking out and what happens if the breakout doesn't follow through. Well, that happens all the time. You know that I don't like to buy stocks that are in downtrends. So you can't have a stock breaking out that's in a downtrend. I don't like to buy stocks that are topping out and starting to roll over. You're not going to see a breakout as the stock starts to roll over. But a sideways trend that's been going on for quite some time, all of a sudden there's that catalyst. What do we call that catalyst? A breakout. It's been trading in a range. Let's just say $90 on the upside and $80 on the downside. And it's just been tracking back and forth in that range and going sideways for several months. And then all of a sudden that $90 ceiling, which the stock has been bumping its head upon, which is called resistance, all of a sudden crumbles and the stock finally breaks through. It breaks on through to the other side, as Jim Morrison would say, and it's looking at fresh air that it hasn't seen in quite some time. And that ceiling is no longer there, whether it's a glass ceiling or a cement ceiling or whatever, the stock has broken through, and hopefully it's begun a new uptrend. And a lot of times, more often than not, in a good market especially, stocks that break out, that's usually a good signal. It's a good sign that the stock is off to the races on a new leg of an uptrend, beginning a new uptrend. It's a good place to buy a stock. It's one of the prime places, in my opinion, to buy a stock But not all breakouts follow through. I've got a couple that are really nagging me right now and a thorn in my side. And I have to make tough decisions here today. I know there's going to be about three or four that I have to make tough decisions on. They had it all. They were breaking out. They were undervalued. They had the performance. The breakout happened. The breakout fizzled. And they're right back in that sideways trend. And not only are they right back in that sideways trend, now they're threatening to break through their support level. No longer is that 90, that resistance level, the important number. It's now the bottom number, 80, which is the old support level. Is it going to hold that support level? And when breakouts fail, sometimes they make a second run at it. And I try to be patient and give them a chance. But enough is enough. If it folds right back into that non-descript kind of a trend, sideways trend, and it's riding along its support level once again, then I have to make a tough decision. Should I replace it with one that is breaking out, that is following through? I'll tell you areas of the market that are classic at breaking out and not following through. In fact, there's two right now. I've watched the oil stocks break out about a month ago. And I've watched most of them pull right back into their trading range. Oil's a very tricky sector to play. Very tricky. You're at the mercy of the cartels and OPEC and the supply and demand. And it wanes and it falls and it increases and it decreases. It's crazy trying to play commodity-based stocks. And so the oil stocks are one big area. I've bought a few here recently that I have to make some tough decisions on here. Is oil finally bottomed out? Are these breakouts going to start going again, or is it all over? Was it a false alarm? Another area where I hear the alarm going off right now is China. China has broken out big time. FXI. Take a look. It just happened overnight. In the last 3 days, it looks like it happened Thursday. On Thursday of last week, China, FXI, good proxy for that, quietly broke through its resistance level. And now it's above its resistance level. I've been sucked into China several times, only to see the breakout not follow through. So I'm pretty reluctant to buy those Chinese breakouts. So we'll see whether or not China is going to be a leader in 2014. Maybe this is finally, it's shaping up to resume a leadership role. The emerging markets have been terrible in 2013. But, you know, breakouts are just the first sign that something's going on, that there's a catalyst there. And whether they follow through or not, well, stocks or indexes or countries prove that in the following days and weeks. Anyways, we hope you learned something here today. If you like what you hear, you got a newsletter, you go to my website at pwstreet.com. Goes out every week. And if you'd like for me to manage your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.